This is Radio Superior 1959, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, come on in, you crazy cats. We're going to be rocking and rolling around the campfire tonight. We've got big, big news about tomorrow night's winter dance party at the Duluth Armory 2. Lou Martin has the 6 o'clock news. The new county home agent is in, and so are two gals with a high school report.
Bobby Soxers, eh?
Not Bobby Soxers anymore, Lou. That was 10 years ago.
Not Bobby Soxers?
Ain't so easy to keep up with the happenings today, is it, Daddy-O?
No, it isn't. And I don't like to be called Daddy.
Daddy-O. Big difference. People are paying the light bill for the 6 o'clock news. It is Northwest Outlet with winter footwear for $2.99 and up. Good evening, Daddy-O.
Well, thanks, son-o. And good evening, listeners. Space experts are talking about the latest Russian moonshot effort. And killer smog covers Britain. We begin our shortwave radio report from Washington.
Jack Bell here in the nation's capital. Directors of the nation's civilian space efforts say that the Soviet Lunik, or Moonshot, was a success. Three experts of the National Aeronautics and Space Agency testified the Moonshot showed powerful thrust and a good system of guidance. NASA planner Homer Stewart says the same guidance system could direct an intercontinental ballistic missile more than 5,000 miles to a target with an error of less than 15 to 20 miles. A preparedness group inquiring into military might indicates that the Soviets remain ahead in the race for outer space. Also today, NASA has ordered 13 propulsion vehicles to be used in the effort to put a man into space. This was disclosed by NASA Director Dr. P. Keith Glennon. Chairman of both the space and preparedness groups, Senator Lyndon B. Johnson of Texas, recounted the series of spectacular Soviet successes with satellites and said, quote, "This committee wants to know where we now stand. Where can the American people expect to catch up with the Russians?" Unquote. In Washington, this is Jack Bell.
London calling. Webb Miller, your correspondent. Choking clouds of frightening smog lifted slightly from London today, but still rolled their poisonous way across the rest of Britain. Londoners hope that the break will mean there will be no repetition of the yellow death that killed 12,000 persons in Britain in 1952. Enough fog remains to slow all road and rail traffic. The capital's airport, 30 miles from the city center, is completely closed in. But a quick break in the western approaches gave ships a chance to run for Welsh ports. Government scientists warn that the concentration of smoke and poisonous fumes already is worse than on the first day of the smog in December 1952. The poison content of the fog gradually built up as a black shroud trapped smoke and other fumes which normally would rise away from the public's breath space. Households are asked to cut down on coal fires to reduce the smoke. The peak of the 1952 smog was reached after 4 days. In London alone, 4,000 persons died, mostly because of sulfur fumes from factory chimney. 90% of the victims were older than 45 and already had heart or chest ailments. Generally healthy people suffered only minor throat irritation. In London, this is Webb Miller reporting.
Lyle C. Wilson, United Press, here in Washington. Despite the encircling gloom caused by Russia's interplanetary achievements, the Cold War battlefront indicates that the United States is more than holding its own in the world struggle. And every sane statesman believes that the current disagreement between East and West will be solved by negotiation rather than a World War III. In fact, the ironic and heartening viewpoint is that in the face of communist superiority on the military and scientific level, Moscow has been weakened in every other sector of the conflict. She has gained no additional territory since Korea and Indochina were divided after World War II. She is losing ground among powerful neutrals and threatened by Red China's amazing advances. The communists have been contained in the Middle East and the Far East by United States action. The new solidarity of NATO's nations suggests that there will be no surrender on Berlin, with the result that Khrushchev seems to be opening the door for a peaceful settlement. Internal stresses still hover over the Kremlin in conceding that the anti-Khrushchev faction has not been completely uprooted by Bulganin's confessions. His persecutors reveal that domestic unity is not monolithic. Khrushchev still has dangerous enemies on the home front. Relations with Mao Zedong are deteriorating. Khrushchev has condemned his system of enforced communes as the wrong road to communism. The most important pro-West development is Khrushchev's brutal and selfish policies are alienating such powerful figures as Nasser of Egypt, Nehru of India, and Tito of Yugoslavia. They have driven smaller and neutral nations, especially the Scandinavian countries, closer to the West. The tragic treatment of Finland has horrified Stockholm and Oslo. In Washington, this is Lyle C. Wilson.
Drew Pearson here with the Washington Merry-Go-Round. Harlem's debonair Congressman Adam Clayton Powell hurried to Havana to get into the spotlight of Castro's overthrow of Batista. Tried to buy a round of drinks the other night for a group of Fidel Castro's bearded rebels. The rebels politely declined, explaining that it might reflect upon their movement. It took Powell's most ingratiating manner to persuade them finally to accept cigars, which they smoked at considerable fire hazards to their beards. Meanwhile, Vice President Nixon is the man responsible for the Justice Department announcement that ex-President Batista will not be granted asylum in the USA. As soon as Batista left Cuba, Nixon got on the phone and called his close friend, Attorney General Rogers, to make sure Batista was not allowed in this country. Ever since Nixon got stoned in Venezuela by angry protesters, he has realized the danger of even giving the appearance of American support for dictators. With the Washington Merry-Go-Round, this is Drew Pearson.
The temperamental Vanguard satellite rocket is due to be launched in the next 2 weeks. The Trim missile blasted fire for a minute today in a successful ground engine test. A Danish ship with 130 people aboard rammed an iceberg off Greenland today. Her engine room flooded, and an SOS report said that she was filling fast. The Coast Guard in New York says the vessel carried 90 passengers and a crew of 40. The Royal Canadian Air Force and the U.S. Air Force dispatched planes from Halifax, Nova Scotia, carrying droppable survival gear. The ship's on her maiden voyage, just like the famed liner Titanic, which sank in 1912. A plan by ardent segregationists in the Virginia legislature to ram through some drastic last-minute laws that would block integration in Norfolk and Arlington schools Monday, appeared to be on the verge of collapse today. Leaders of a group concede that they didn't see any hope of success with Governor J. Lindsey Almond firmly opposing their moves. A federal court order is forcing the integration, admitting Negro pupils to white schools. Almond fought against integration as Attorney General, but now he's taken the view that there's nothing that can legally stop integration. A foul but still smiling radio disc jockey went to bed last night after claiming the world record for staying awake 224 hours. Claude Winter of WZRO in Jacksonville, Florida, turned off his turntables at 4:40 this morning. He'd been spinning records for 9 days, 9 hours, 3 minutes, and 7 seconds. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Tim Michaels has this message.
Well, we all know it's cold outside, and boy, do we have some specials for you this week at Northwest Outlet, 1814 Belknap and Superior, and all their winter footwear. That's right, footwear $10 and up, $2 off. Footwear $3.99 to $10, a dollar off. Plus, all winter jackets are 25% off the everyday low price. So if you're cold, now is the time to warm up with these warm prices at Northwest Outlet, 1814 Belknap Superior, open daily 9 to 9, 9 to 6 on Saturdays. Lou, back to you, you crazy cat.
Federal officials give their plan on a missile base to be built near Duluth on Lake Superior. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has the story.
U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Colonel Deslodge Brown of St. Paul hopes to advertise for bids in April for construction of the Beaumarc missile base to be located near the junction of Berquist and Lifmore Roads in the French River region. Colonel Brown says appraisals are being made for 120 acres of land for the site. The Beaumarc base is expected to cost about $13 million. The missiles are supersonic defense weapons and can be equipped with atomic or conventional warheads. They will operate in conjunction with SAGE at the Duluth Air Force Base. Killeen and Willie Construction Company of Superior is one of the seven area firms that did construction work last year in 1958 for the Atomic Energy Commission and have bid on building this missile base near Duluth, Lou.
Representatives of Douglas, Bayfield, Washburn, and Sawyer counties will meet with officials of the Bear Creek Mining Company in Cable February the 9th. That's according to the county clerk, Arnie Anderson. The four-county group is negotiating with the mining firm for mineral exploration rights on the property. The Douglas County Industrial Development Committee District Attorney John Chisholm, Assistant District Attorney Toby Markovich, County Board Supervisor Chairman John Lynch will represent Douglas County. Markovich is the spokesman for the four-county group. And finally, good listeners, a member of the senior class at Superior East High School will serve as the Superior City Manager for one day. Through a drawing held today at the school board office, the Orientals came up with the top position for Youth in Government Day, held February 26. The annual event is by the Superior Optimist Club, with Richard Pomeroy as chairman. Fisto Hirinen is assisting. Beside the city manager position, East High drew the city attorney, building inspector, police chief, fire chief, and the sheriff. Tim?
Anybody draw my job?
With crayons.
Hey, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. We've got two backstage passes for tomorrow night's winter dance party at the Duluth Armory. Stay tuned. We'll figure out some fair and equitable way to give them away, maybe to whoever has the most cash.
Write your checks out to Tim Michaels, I suppose.
Natch, baby, natch. Our forecast for this weekend, this Friday night, January 30th, 1959, clear and cold. Lows of 25 below, and the high tomorrow near zero. That'll be cold waiting in line at that winter dance party, kids, but those backstage passes means no waiting.
That should drive up the bidding.
Here are the Capris now with Moon Out Tonight on the Round and Round Show.
There's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling. There's a heart I've stolen, there's a moon out tonight. Let's go strolling through the park. There's a glow in my heart I never felt before. There's a girl at my side that I adore.
From Doo-Wop Land, the Capris, and there's a moon out tonight. Speaking of mooning campers, keep your pants on and hold those phone calls for the winter dance party passes we'll be giving away in just a couple of minutes. And no, I was just kidding about taking cash for the tickets. On the other hand, a bribe might work. And if you're not in the mood for the best rock and roll show on the road, which means that you're over 30 and probably not listening to me anyway, check out Kronstrom's Supper Club tomorrow night with Kronstrom's having a big dance with Bill Gambaski's Gay Trio. Kronstrom's Supper Club, 33rd and Tower, open Tuesday through Friday, noon to 1 a.m., Saturday 5 to 1, and Sunday from 1 to 9. Alrighty, and now Huey, Piano Smith, and the Clowns with Don't You Just Know It on the Round and Round Show. Last year's big hit, Don't You Just Know It, with Huey, Piano Smith, and the Clowns. Piano Smith wrote that tune in the backseat of a car, driving from Baltimore to a gig in D.C. Well, what's next, big guy?
We have a mix-up. The county farm agent is here, and so is the county home agent.
What is this, the CIA?
Let me introduce Douglas County Farm Agent Claude Verney Ebling and the county home agent Lois Madsen. I'm afraid we've double booked you two for tonight's show.
Oh, that'd make us double agents.
I so seldom have the pleasure of seeing you. You're never around the county building these days.
Well, Bertie spends a lot of time these days in barns. It's hard, cold, mucky work, Lois, but it's got to be done to feed the American public.
We're all proud of our farmers. Mothers and children need good, healthy food and milk. It must be difficult, though.
Oh, you don't know the half of it.
People don't know the demands of farm agents these days.
Oh, no one knows. How can they? They can't. I can't expect them to. How can you expect them to? First, it was the soybean brouhaha, then, oh, new pesticide rules. That was just awful, 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 awful.
Something's
awful,
awfully wrong.
Awful,
hit him on the back, awful, Tim. Awful, I've seen him do this before.
Well, thanks. Appreciate that. And then came the real nightmare.
Do tell, Bertie. Do tell.
The Duluth Superior Federal Milk Marketing Order.
No, not that.
I hate to interrupt this conversation away from something as interesting as the Duluth Superior Federal Milk Order.
That's the Duluth Superior Federal Milk Marketing Order.
Oh, sorry. We'll have to figure out a way to get both of you on. Maybe we can limit some of your information.
Well, I don't know what I cannot mention. I mean, this is all so important. Maybe, Lois, if you could defer a little time.
Now, Bertie, you always do this. At county board meetings, you hog the time. It's as if it's life and death information.
But it is. It is. It is. It is. It is. Thanks.
Well, you go first, then I'll go, then you'll go.
Okay. I'll try to make this quick. Let's see. I'm doing fertilizer forum today. It's vitally important. Okay, here goes. Some people are already placing fertilizer orders so that they can cash in on discounts for early ordering. Farmers can also make substantial savings by ordering higher analysis fertilizers. One farming fella told me he saved $50 last year by changing his order from O2020 to O3030. You heard right. O3030. Follow me now. Take a pencil out if you have to, but here goes. He used a third less material. Two bags of O1545 contain as much plant food as three bags of O1030.
What about the O3030?
Good question, Tim. While not every dealer can supply O1545, they can secure other combinations. Okay, go, Lois.
Homemakers, you can diet in quiet. When you eat out, take the roll, but leave it for last. By then, you probably won't want it. It's one way to diet in quiet. Another is when you're at home, do some fussing over your salad. Make them pretty and flavorful and follow the custom of eating your salad first. And very slowly. By the time you're through with it, you can eat the rest of the meal without gorging yourself.
Great, Lois, great. Although passing on a good roll and the vital grains that come from Farmers of America, frankly, I have to disagree. Some farmer put his heart and soul into getting that roll to America's table.
Trouble is, it goes right from the table to my hips.
Hips are good. I'm all in favor of good hips. Okay, I have to mention our newest circular number 536, Vegetable Varieties for 1959. Yes, sirree, circular 536 shows vegetable varieties especially adapted for northern Wisconsin. Don't miss it, friends. It just might very well save your peas.
A slide program will be shown tonight at the Queen City chapter of the Eastern Star Belknap Masonic Temple. Central High School art instructor Tony Jaworski will have a color slide presentation of Superior and the surrounding area. Refreshments will be served. The Marguerite Cook Guild of Itasca Presbyterian Church is having a novel pie baking project. You decide what kind of pie you want. Put in your order, and they'll bake it for you. You can phone your order to Mrs. Donald Olson at 85026.
Boy, that pie announcement is just about as important as your fertilizer forum, Bertie.
Any pie I want? Any pie?
May I suggest humble pie for you?
All right, kiddies. Let's thank Down on the Farm Guy Claude, Call Me Bertie Ebling, and the Home Agent's Notebook with Lois Mattson. Thanks, guys. Tune to Teens is next, then we'll give away backstage passes for the Winter Dance Carnival with Buddy Holly, Dion and the Belmonts, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper. Now, maybe, with the Chantels on the Round and Round Show.
Thank you.
That Bronx girl group, the Chantels, featuring the big voice of Arlene Smith and Maybe on KUWS. Well, hey there, kittens. Welcome to the Tuned Into the Teens. I'm your rockin' talkin' DJ, Tim Michaels, with all the tunes for you little boppers out there.
Do you always talk that way? And people get immediately annoyed when you do.
Be nice to him, Connie. He's the guy with the tickets.
I'm Carol Bear.
And she's Connie Johnson. We're from Central.
Is Lou Lotto around? I want to meet Lou Lotto.
Sorry to disappoint you ladies, but Lou works at WEBC.
Lou Lotto's the coolest, and he doesn't talk nuts though like you.
But we like you too, Mr. Michaels. You gotta cut Connie some slack. Today's the end of the semester, and we got our report cards.
I hate math. Who needs math anyway? And geography. Why do they have geography in the 12th grade?
Well, if it's any consolation, I didn't do well in math or geography either. I could never remember the capital of Africa.
Well, that's just great. I have a future as a DJ then. Why are we here anyway?
Because officers of the senior class at Central are having the first social affair of the year. A pizza party.
Pizza with lots of pepperoni and lots of cheese. Lots and lots of cheese.
Well, what's the pizza party for?
To have pizza.
And if you want, you can come too.
He is way too old, Carol. I mean, he must be in his 30s.
I am not. I'm 30, not plural 30s. And that's not old, so anything else going on?
Well, Central's annual talent show took place yesterday. Gene Dahl from the student council was in charge, and we raised money for the Teens Against Polio Drive.
We got a cool $100.
Anything else?
We kicked some Hunter Tail this week in basketball. Beat him bad, too, 72-42. And we beat Cathedral. Beat him real bad last week.
We play him tonight at the Viking Gym.
We're going to beat him bad, real bad again.
Sweet. Well, that's Tuned to the Teens tonight. Thanks, Carol Beyer and Connie Johnson.
Hope Lou Lotto isn't as old as you.
Much, much, much older. Now, let's pretend we're bees and buzz, buzz, buzz with the Hollywood Flames on the Round and Round Show. The Hollywood Flames and Buzz, Buzz, Buzz on KUWS. Let's take some calls now. Give away some backstage passes to tomorrow night's winter dance party with Buddy Holly and the Crickets, the Big Bopper, Dion and the Belmonts, and Richie Valens.
Any particular criteria for winning the tickets?
I can't think if any bribery isn't allowed. Caller one.
Hello. Hello. That newsman always gives announcers a hard time.
That voice sounds familiar.
So why should I give you the tickets, caller?
I really like the Big Booper.
Big Booper? I know who that is. That's Jack.
McKenna?
He thinks he's cute. He's been that way ever since we went over to television to do the weather and the wrestling.
I know I'm cute. So, do I get the tickets?
Sorry, Jack, but you lose. TV weathermen aren't going to win anything with the forecast that calls for a high tomorrow of zero.
Well, I'll tell God you don't like his weather. See you, Lou.
See you, Jack.
Does he talk to God?
He's got friends in the highest places.
All right, caller two, you're the winner.
Is this the lotto?
What do you mean you're the winner? Don't even ask her anything.
Cool. We won, Connie.
Yeah.
More familiar voices.
Come back upstairs and get your tickets.
Cool.
So why did Carol and Connie get the tickets?
They gave me bubblegum. Remember to catch Captain Q weekdays with cartoons, The Three Stooges, Laurel and Hardy, and much more. Afternoons 4 to 6 on WDSM-TV. Tonight, tune in for Rin Tin Tin and then Walt Disney starting at 6:30 on WDSM. Tomorrow night, we'll have live reports from the Duluth Armory with Pat Machine Gun Kelly on the scene, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. So, we'll be back with the good Lord willing, and Lou Lotto doesn't replace me. For Lou Martin, this is Tim Michaels rocking and rolling your world.
Bubblegum.
Hey, you get what you can get.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1959. An original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Performances for tonight's show are by Danielle Kading, John Munson, John Munsell, Brian Matuzak, Kathy Bergren, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1959 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram and Duluth Herald. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.